This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So it is Informative Wednesdays, and namhlanje we are discussing cervical cancer. As it says, Gutena January is known as the Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. So namhlanje, as it's an anime show, we're looking at cervical cancer. We're going to be looking at now the risk factors. What are the symptoms and the causes of cervical cancer? Sizobe sikhuluma nayo ke lapho on the show. So masikhuluma nge cervical cancer, sikhuluma ngani? So a cervical cancer is the growth of muscles that start in the cervix. Masikhuluma kakhulu. So the cervix now is the lower part of the uterus that connects to the private part of umuntu wesifazane. So masikhuluma nge cervical cancer now, it's a growth of muscles that starts in the cervix. And also masikhuluma nge cervix now, sikhuluma with the lower part of the uterus that connects to the private part of umuntu wesifazane. So there are various strains of inina itesibiza nge human papillomavirus, also called inina HPV. It plays a role now in causing the most of cervical cancers, because we do have different types of cervical cancers, as zobe sikubalela wona toward the end of this discussion. So if you are exposed to inina itesibiza ngama sexual contact, because HPV, it is a human papillomavirus infection, or virus is also an infection that is passed through sexual contact. So it's one of the kinds of STIs or STDs. So you need to be watched. You need to be aware who is it that you involve yourself sexual contact wake now no babig. So if you are exposed, or when you are exposed to now intasibiza ngama FPV, the body's immune system typically prevents the virus from doing any harm. So in a small percentage of people, however, the virus survives for years. Ngoba sisho ukuthi ne human papillomavirus infection, or yes, virus is also iyenza kanjani na? Yeah, iyenza ukuthi na ikhoze laphayana human papillomavirus yona ekhoza kakhulu inina ama cervical cancers. So it's cervical cancer, ladies and gentlemen, not cervical cancer. So how do we pronounce it? Sitena cervical cancer, not cervical cancer. I do apologize. Guleyo ndawo. So looking at now the causes of inina cervical cancer, or inina cervical cancer, sikhuluma ngokuthi na one of the symptoms now can be the vaginal bleeding after intercourse, or between ama periods, or after a menopause. So it's one of the symptoms ogutena you may be suffering, or you may be having inina cervical cancer. Maybe your private part as umuntu wesifazane is bleeding after the intercourse and between ama period, or inina menopause. So the menstrual bleeding that is heavier and lasts longer than usual, it's one of the symptoms of cervical cancer. Thank you so much, Nontutugo, for ukusilungisa lapho kwi pronunciation. But there is no master of pronunciation. But thank you so much, the first lady of Ihlanganani Medesho. So you may be having a watery or a bloody vaginal discharge that may be heavy and have a foul odor. So if you do have inina the discharge on your private part as umuntu wesifazane, and now inephunga elibi, it may be one of the symptoms, or it may be like indicating ukuthi na you may be having inina cervical cancer. On ihlanganani midday show sikhuluma ngalokho. On also one of intesibiza ngokuthi now ama symptoms of cervical cancer, sithena cervic pain, or pain during inina intercourse. So if you are having these four symptoms, or you are having these four pains and ama discharge akhona, your menstrual bleeding is heavier and also it lasts longer than usual, you may be having inina cervical cancer. So you need to see the doctor as soon as you can. So now, what are the causes of cervical cancer? Cervical cancer now begins when healthy cells in the cervix develop changes in their DNA. And one of futhi the causes of cervical cancer, sibiza ngokuthi na HPV, human papillomavirus, yonake futhi one of the causes of cervical cancer. So you need to be aware. You need also ukuzazi kahle kahle umuntu wesifazane ukuthi na okay, uma sekunjena kwi private party yami, that actually can be an indication ukuthi na I am having ini a cervical cancer on ihlanganani midday show. So let us look at the types of ama cervical or cervical cancer, and also we're gonna be looking at ama risk factors now, the things that you need to avoid, the things that you need to avoid by any means if you don't wanna have a cervical cancer in the near future. So one of izinto okumele we understand lapha masikhuluma ngama types of ama cervical cancer, sikhuluma ngesquama cells carcinoma. It is one of the type of ama cervical cancer or cervical cancer that begins in thin flat cells called inina masquamous cells. So the squamous cells, they line the outer part of the cervix. So most cervical cancers are squamous cells, carcinomas or carcinomas. Uzokwazi-ke ukuyithola lapho ukuthi na okay, I'm having a squamous cells carcinoma or carcinoma as the type of inina i cervical cancer. Ushiloke uDr. Uncubeko Mcambi all the way from Cape Town ukuthi na yeah, these are the types of into esibiza ngani na nge cervical cancer. And the other type of inina i cervical cancer sibiza ngokuthi carcinoma or carcinoma. This is one of the type of cervical cancer. So this type of cervical cancer begins in the column-shaped gland cells that line the cervical canal. Understand? So sometimes these both types of cells are involved in a cervical cancer. Uyakwazi ukuthola ukuthi na these are the types of inina a cervical cancer. Now, looking at the risk factors of cervical cancer, or risk factors for cervical cancer include smoking tobacco. Ladies and gentlemen, it is written lapayana gwe kwalino gutena, it causes cancer. Hey, ngoba tina, hey, tina sinengali. Ekthiwa don't drink and drive. Ephuza umuntu eze fike lapha ekuthenini yabo njengamanje ushayile sekumnyama mehla angene emotweni futhi. Ladies and gentlemen, asilalele uma sikhuzwa. So one of the risk factors of cervical cancer sibiza ngokuthi na smoking tobacco. So smoking increases the risk of inina cervical cancer. So if now this human papillomavirus infections happen in people who smoke, the infection tend to last longer and are less likely to go away. So a human papillomavirus causes the most of inina cervical cancer. So when you need to stop smoking if you don't want to develop a cervical cancer in the near future. And one of risk factors for a cervical cancer or a cervical cancer is increasing number of sexual partners. Aige ziyakhala ke lapho. Increasing number of sexual partners actually exposes you to cervical cancer. The greater number of your sexual partners and the greater your sexual partners' number of sexual partners, you understand? The greater your chance of getting inina a human papillomavirus. So one of the most the causes that cause the most of inina is cervical cancer. So you need to actually decrease ebantwini that you engage in sexual intercourse with, because the greater number of your sexual partners and the greater number of your partners' number of sexual partners, the greater that your chance of getting inina a cervical cancer. And also early sexual activity, masikhuluma nge teenage pregnancy. So having sex at an early age increases your risk of developing cervical cancer. You understand? So having sex at an early age increases your risk of having any human papilloma virus. So you need to teach ingane zakho, you need to teach abosisi bethu abancane emakhaya ukuthi they mustn't engage in sexual activities at a young age, because in the near future, as the time goes by, they are more likely to actually develop into sibiza ngani na nge cervical cancer. So one thing that you need to know about cervical cancer, gutena, it can't be prevented. Where now, what do you need to do? Lapayana guma prevention. You need to ask your doctor about intesibiza nge human papillomavirus vaccine. Abazo gwazo gukjova ngayo, uguzuzo gwazo gupreventa. And also, ladies and gentlemen, you have to have a routine ngama pep test. Ama pep test can actually detect the precancerous conditions of the cervix or of the cervix. So you need to have a routine ama pep test ukwazi ukwesibheka khona. Ama pep test geke at the age of 21 and repeating them, ungakwazi ukwathatha lapha yena ama pep test ozokwazi ukuthena ukwazi kuyisindisa kwi cervical cancer. And also you need to practice safe sex. It's one of the things that can actually help you now ekuthenini ukwazi preventa having to develop what we call the cervical cancer. Oni hlanganani midday show suke singinika lokho. And one of the preventative measures ukuthena, do not smoke. Ladies and gentlemen, do not smoke. If you don't smoke, don't start. If you do smoke, talk to your healthcare professional about the ways to help you quit smoking, because smoking is one of the risk factors for inina cervical cancer.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.